Joining us right now from ESPN is Brian Kenny. Hi, Brian. You're on with Scott and Jeremy.
Hello, fellas. How are you?
Let's start with the story of the hour, at least in these parts. Ravens and Steelers, your thoughts on that black and blue showdown?
You know, it is something because we spend a lot of time talking Jets-Patriots, and actually what we're working on now is really just trying to tell the story of how, you know, nasty this one is. Mm-hmm. I mean, at a high level, right? I mean, both teams are, you know, title contenders. They're, you know, perennially good teams, and the physicality of it, the brutality of it, I think is unsurpassed. I mean, this is a game where bounties are fulfilled, are carried out. You know, this is where, you know, guys reach into the face guard and break other guys' noses. They lay each other out. This is not Spygate. These are concussions. I think it's worse. I think it's bigger than Jets Patriots.
It's kind of amazing to see two teams meet up for the third time. Sitting here with what's at stake with the AFC Championship and seeing the Ravens Steelers. We've talked about it all week long, clearly here in Baltimore, and it being a cliche game where you really can't put your finger on one way or another that some team's going to win this game. You really just have to wait and watch it.
Yeah, it's the main thing is, you know, not just again, not that it's brutal and it's not chippy. It's physical. It's rough. And it's done with a lot at stake. You know, there are big name stars in this game that mean business. This is, you know, I think right on the edge of the sport. You don't want it, and I don't think you want it any more brutal than it is. You know, it's borderline dangerous. You don't want bounties. You don't want guys, you know, busting each other up. But if you really like hard hitting football, I think this is the cutting edge. This is as far as you want to go. And as far as, you know, how close is it? Yeah, it's extremely close. That's why it's so interesting. You know, the Steelers have had an edge, but the Ravens have also won a Super Bowl, and the Ravens are always a threat, especially with their defense. It's always a team that you must respect.
Brian Kenny with us from ESPN on The Fan. Brian, my ears are bleeding. Rex is a friend. Love him. But this game, get on the field and play the darn thing, because the rhetoric leading up to this one and the latest from Wes Welker, where he mentioned feet or foot like 14 times in this little press briefing, is taking it to a whole new level.
I don't mind it. Again, you guys are in the business. You know, would you rather have these boring news conferences where nothing is said, where nobody will say anything that they'll say behind closed doors? I don't mind what Cromartie said. What Welker said is a pretty good tweak. It's nasty. You know, is it something he should have done? I don't think so, but I'm not going to fault him for it. If he feels like, hey, wait a second, they're saying bleep Tom Brady, bleep him. Okay, I'm going to get them back and I'm going to hit them where they live. So be it. Again, does it really matter? You know, it's like, you know, I cover boxing all the time.
Sure.
Does it matter when a guy says, you know, oh, I'm gonna damage you? No, it means nothing. I would hope you would go in and try to damage him if you're going to fight him.
Sure.
I think that goes without saying. Well, when you say it, it's meaningless.
But, Brian, in boxing, a lot of times you're selling tickets. They don't have to sell tickets for this bad boy. I mean, everybody's going to be watching. This is a showdown. Another thing I'd like to get your take on. Does it seem like Rex has turned up the rhetoric to put the attention on him and maybe relieve some tension on players? Do you think he has kind of orchestrated this thing to be a little more outrageous than usual this week?
I think that's what he does from the get-go, and I don't mind that. If you watch his news conferences, he's never really nasty. He's funny, and he
right.
gets in little tweaks, and he gets in little shots. He's entertaining. He's legitimately funny, and I'd rather deal with that than someone that is taking it like it's always life and death, and that, hey, the media is a nuisance.
Are you telling me you don't like those Belichick press conferences?
Yeah, I like it when Belichick speaks, but, you know, most times it's he's Nixonian. You know, it's like watching Richard Nixon in the bunker somewhere, you know, during the whole Spygate thing. And then beyond that, I like it when he talks actual football and he'll explain things. But many times he's just kind of looking down his nose. Look, he's the best in the business, but entertainment wise, there's nothing to him.
Talking to Brian Kenny of ESPN. Brian, I heard you yesterday filling in on Colin Cowherd, and then last night on Twitter I saw you were getting beat up by a lot of people for some of the statements you made, and that's really how, you know, you and I started going back and forth on Twitter about it. But I want to get your assessment, your take on, you know, your statement on Brady, kind of comparing him to Steve Young, being a stats guy, and why everybody was giving you so much heat. And by the way, some of these fans can be really harsh, some of the things they said.
I know. It's funny, though. Look, I will not just bow to the orthodoxy. And just because everyone is saying it, I'm not just going to be swept along. I'm going to use my own application of intellect, of logic, and of data, you know, of actual tangibles. I'm not going to, you know, everyone goes into these quarterback intangibles. And certainly in quarterbacking, intangibles are important. But when you're talking about the top guys, you know, of all time, I'm tired of hearing about he commands respect in the huddle. Oh, you don't think Otto Graham commanded respect in a huddle when he led his team to 7 pro championships? How about Bart Starr when he won 5 NFL championships? So I will take anybody on logically in a discussion of greatest of all time. And I'm not looking to achieve a conclusion. I'm looking at what is in front of me, and then I will reach my conclusion. And my conclusion is Tom Brady is now on the outside of the top 10 of all time. That's not sacrilege. He's an all-time great. Brett Favre, I have around 12th or 13th. He's an all-time great. But once you get into that top 8 or 9, nah, you're not moving those guys out.
Interesting. I'd like to see your list. And I guess you have to be careful because the quarterback is the lightning rod position. That's the one everybody talks about. They don't talk about the greatest left guards in the history of the game. But the one thing I always say, be careful with the numbers because Elvis Gerback's quarterback rating is higher than John Unitas's. And I've seen both, and I think I know which one's the better of the two.
Yeah, and yet if you looked at a full statistical profile of how many times Elvis Gerback was in the top 10, top 5, or number 1 in any of the main, say, 8 to 10 statistical categories, Johnny Unitas would blow him away and blow away most anyone in the history of the sport, save for 6 or 7 guys. And actually, I have Unitas number 1 overall.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, well, I mean,
now
I
like even better.
You know, and one of the things that really frustrates me and that I get into all the time is, you know, when you start looking at wins and losses by quarterbacks in the postseason, and I was just looking at stats as we were kind of going through it, looking at W's and L's by quarterbacks' names, which I don't think they belong there, and looking at statistics, and, you know, the two that always get compared together, Manning and Brady, there's always this this aura around Brady that he never loses in the postseason because his team always wins. But Manning's played one more game. He's thrown for 1,300 more yards in the postseason. Well, why would that be? And when you look at touchdowns, interceptions, or touchdowns to turnovers, Manning's 32-20. Brady's 30-18. They're not that far off numbers-wise.
Yeah, I think Brady has had more success in the postseason than Peyton Manning. I just don't look at it that Tom Brady has character and is clutch and Peyton Manning is some gutless choker, which is kind of the simplification of the whole thing. The other main thing that I'd like to get across when I have these discussions about quarterbacks is it's their team that is winning Super Bowls and conference titles. It is not them. They are a big part of it. But it's not like Bernard Hopkins had 20 middleweight title defenses. No, that was Bernard. Roger Federer has X amount of Grand Slam titles. It's just Federer. No team, the one guy. Tom Brady does not have Super Bowl championships. His teams do, and he has the number one coach in the sport coaching his team.
I think top 10 lists are interesting, make for good talk radio. Do you agree that Manning and Brady are the two greatest quarterbacks of this era and Cinch Hall of Famers?
Yes, and but it's all Drew Brees, not far. Ben Roethlisberger, not far, and the discussion's not over. Again, while they're, you know, something I learned from Burt Randolph Sugar, the compiler of boxing lists and college football lists, is, you know, don't make yourself too crazy, or at least think you've drawn a conclusion on anybody that's still active. You need to wait till they're done, and he's been right so many times. I think you have to stay fluid. But as I'm saying it, look, Tom Brady just had an all-pro year. That means he's either the number one or number two quarterback in the league, more
MVP,
than likely.
MVP year, yeah.
And his team might win another Super Bowl. That really propels him. Look, having a top-level season does help you all-time, and Tom Brady's not done.
Yeah, and Brian, he certainly looks like the MVP of the league, and that won't hurt him either.
Yeah, I don't get crazy with that because MVP is up to people who are not really analysts who are doing a proper application of analytics. Why is a quarterback always an MVP? Why do we have to have a Heisman Trophy winner who's only a quarterback or running back? Why? You know, it's lazy, really. It's for all the analysis that goes into football, usually the analysis is lazy.
I'm talking to Brian Kenny of ESPN, and Brian, when does your show comes on in the evenings? Correct.
8 o'clock Eastern time on ESPN Radio. Tonight we're preempted by NBA, but Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Brian, I wanted to get into some of the other playoff matchups and get your take here real quick. Atlanta, Green Bay, and then of course Chicago, Seattle. I don't know. I mean, I look at Seattle, and some people are starting to buy into them after the big win. And I know they won in Chicago earlier this year. They have an average loss of over 21 points, or right around 21 points a game. And I know Jay Cutler hasn't played in the postseason game, but that looks like a doom and gloom game to me.
Yeah, you know, I look at it, you always get caught up with what you see that first weekend. And you get excited about what you just saw, and then you come into the team that had the bye week, and you go, oh, that's why they had the bye week. So it happens every year where you get excited, well, they looked really good, and then you face a higher level of competition, a better team by and large, you know, again, more often than not, and then a team that's had a full week to prepare. Now, maybe that's negated a little bit because the Bears are very fortunate to be in the position that they're in. But mostly you see that, oh, okay, there's a reason why that team had the last week off.
Brian Kinney with us on The Fan. Brian, good talking to you. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys. Enjoyed it.